This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani said on Saturday he was in urgent talks with local leaders and international partners as Taliban rebels pushed closer to Kabul, capturing a key town south of the capital that is one of the gateways to the city. Ghani made a brief televised address as the United States and other countries rushed in troops to help evacuate their embassies. But the Afghan president gave no sign of responding to a Taliban demand he stepped down for there to be talks on a ceasefire and a political settlement. He spoke soon after the insurgents took the capital of Logar province. That's about 70 kilometers or 40 miles south of Kabul, according to a local council member. The gain of the city, a key staging post for a potential assault on Kabul, comes a day after the insurgents took the country's second and third biggest cities. U.S. officials say American troops have begun flying into Kabul to help the evacuation of embassy personnel and other civilians. The Pentagon has said two battalions of Marines and one infantry battalion will arrive in Kabul by Sunday evening, involving about 3,000 troops. An Afghan government official confirmed on Friday that Kandahar, the economic hub of the south, was under Taliban control as U.S.-led international forces complete their withdrawal after 20 years of war. Herat in the west near the border with Iran also fell to the hardline Islamist group. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned, quote, Afghanistan is spinning out of control and urged all parties to do more to protect civilians. The speed of the Taliban's gains has led to criticism over the U.S. withdrawal, which was negotiated last year under former President Donald Trump. But current U.S. President Joe Biden said this week he did not regret his decision. This is VOA News.